stop chomping in my ear.
Don't lean over my shoulder. How mushy can you get?
You're so nosy.
Mary! Oh, thank heavens you're home.
Babs, what happened?
I'll be all right in a minute.
Well, Babs, what is it? Well, what happened?
Don't ask. The end of the world, that's all. Oh, hi, Miss Stone.
Hello, Babs.
Where can we talk?
What's the matter with right here?
Upstairs in my room, Babs.
Outside, nosy!
What's the big secret?
It's none of your business. Go on.
Happen to me.
Well, Babs, what happened?
I'm trembling all over. Feel my hands are like ice.
Well, Babs, what is it?
It's Mom and Dad. They've come to the parting of the ways.
You mean they've...
Oh, Babs. Oh, there was this most awful scene. They came home last night when I was asleep, or they thought I was. This big argument. And then this morning early, Dad left.
Oh, Babs, that's awful.
Oh, promise me you won't say anything. I'd die if anybody knew.
Well, of course I'd promise, Babs.
Would you mind telling me what you're doing right here?
Oh, nothing.
That's a shameful thing to do, listening in on somebody else's conversation.
I wasn't listening in. I just wanted to see if they were talking about me.
I don't care what they're talking about. That's eavesdropping. And no nice person would do such a thing. By the way, what are they talking about?
That's the way I feel about it.
I don't know a better adjusted couple in the whole town than Jack and Myra. Where did you get this?
Babs came over all
the time. Babs? Oh, there's a girl that could stand some adjusting.
She obviously swore Mary to secrecy because Mary didn't say anything to me. I didn't say anything to her. It was Jeff who spilled the beans.
Uh-huh.
Talking about me?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Dad.
Dinner's in a few minutes, Jeff. Go wash your hands and tell Mary. By the way, where is she?
She's on the phone talking to Babs.
Talking to Babs? She just left here. They've been talking all afternoon.
Talking to Babs.
Always talking. Always talking. Yap, 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 yap.
Maybe I ought to call Myra about something else, you know, and give her a chance to bring it up if she wants to.
Darling, let's not meddle in other people's affairs. It's none of our business.
Yeah, you're right. But why would Jack want to leave Myra? I mean, here are two reasonable people. They've been married almost as long as we have. Honey, it just doesn't make sense.
Maybe he couldn't stand Babs.
I mean, the atmosphere around here. The tension. Why, Mommy's going around trying to act as if nothing had happened. It's nerve-wracking. Oh, I've just got to get away from her. I'll go mad. So I thought maybe I'd go down and get a soda. Want to get a soda?
Oh, I can't, Babs. It's almost dinner time. But listen, the reason I called you, it's about tomorrow night. I can't decide what to wear to the thing. What are you going to wear?
Heavens! I don't even know if I'm going now. My eyes all red and everybody feeling sorry for me the way they do. And my whole life shattered this way.
Barbara, what on earth are you talking about?
I have to go now.
Who are you talking to?
Mary Stone.
Well, what about?
You know. You and Dad.
No, I don't know. What about us?
Oh, Mommy, I heard what went on last night. The walls aren't that thick. I know why Daddy left this morning.
Well, if you're referring to the fact that your father and I had a little argument last night.
A little one?
All right, a good one. But it wasn't our first, and it certainly won't be our last. Now, is that any reason to call the neighbors?
Oh, but, Mommy, I...
And as for your father's quick trip, he had to make a flight to Cleveland to take some depositions from a man who's in the hospital there. Now, is there anything else I can straighten you out on?
Oh, Mommy.
Well, I suppose everyone thinks they're the exception. Mm-hmm. Take us.
Now, nothing like that could ever happen to us, huh?
And still,
What do you mean, and still?
Dad, what's the quotient?
Go look it up. What's the dictionary for? What do you mean, and still?
Well, where's the dictionary?
Oh, Jeff, I don't know. Where'd you put it last? Can't you see your mother and I trying to talk?
Okay, if you want me to flunk arithmetic.
Darn kids, why can't they ever think for themselves?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what were we talking about?
Well, I was just saying, I think that I can understand.
Hey, Mother.
Oh.
Mary, what do you want?
Well, Mother, I can't decide. What should I wear to the thing tomorrow night?
Honey, you know what kind of a thing it is. I don't.
But how do I know what the other kids will be wearing?
Honey, I certainly don't. You'll have to decide for yourself.
Okay, Mother, but can't
Mary,
you...
Mary, can't you see I'm trying to talk to your father?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, as I was saying, I think I can understand how a couple like Myra and Jack could drift apart. I mean, what kind of a life do they have? Jack has his law practice. He's all wrapped up in that. They probably start the day with a quick breakfast, and then Jack dashes off. They're apart the rest of the day. When he comes home at night, they're tired, so they go to bed early. Jack probably reads a law brief or something, and Myra a novel, maybe, and they go to sleep.
Are you talking about the Keplers or about us?
Why did you say that?
Seems to me you've given a pretty good description of the way we live.
Oh, Alice, that's true.
Well, darling, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with us. I guess it's the way everybody lives.
Oh, yeah, but should they live that way? You know, honey, I went to that lecture last week, the one at the women's club, you know, when they had that psychologist, Dr., I don't know what his name was.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a family counselor, and he said that one of the main reasons for discord in family life is a lack of doing things together.
Oh, brother, what school did he graduate from?
Well, I think he has a good point there.
Oh, darling, Dr. What's-His-Name is not uttering any profound thought.
If you're going to oppose it, just
because... Who's opposing it? Who can? That's like opposing Mother or the Star-Spangled Banner.
Let me ask you a question.
Hmm?
How long has it been since you've had a good talk with Jeff?
About what?
About anything.
Who can talk to him? His mind is always on something else.
Alex, do you realize that both of our children just came in here and asked us questions, us, their parents, and what did we do? We sent them out of the room.
Well, we were talking.
But we're always talking. Honey, that's how families drift apart. They lose contact with each other without even realizing it. Alex, why don't you have a talk with Jeff? After dinner, why don't you go upstairs to his room and have a good long chat with him?
Hmm? All right, I'll try.
And I'll do the same with Mary.
Huh. Now, the first thing we have to ask ourselves, it
Look,
seems
Pop,
to me...
Look, Pop, it's simple. Here, let me show you how.
Wait a minute. Let's make sure we've got this straight first.
But I know how.
Oh. You think you know how, you're right. You know, Jeff...
Yeah, Dan?
Jeff, we ought to talk together more, you and I.
Talk about what?
About, things.
What things?
Anything. Anything that's troubling you, anything that's on your mind.
There's nothing on my mind.
Why?
The only thing that's troubling me now is this homework. I gotta get it done.
I guess I'll just go and let you do it then.
Okay, Dad.
Mary, how about this whip?
No, Mother, no.
Don't get excited, dear. I was just trying to be helpful.
Well, thanks anyway, but I think I'll wear this one. I wore that one the last time.
Well, yes, that's very nice.
Yes.
Mary, I have a feeling we don't see very much of each other.
Why, Mother, I'm around all the time.
Well, I don't mean that. I'm around all the time, too. It just seems that we don't talk to each other. Oh, we talk, of course, but not really. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no. Something wrong, Mother?
No, of course not. Nothing's wrong. Tell me, what'd you do in school today?
I didn't go to school today, Mother. Today's Saturday.
Well, tell me what you did in school yesterday.
Nothing, except the same old junk, you know.
Well, what'd you do after school?
I came home. Well, what's wrong?
Mary, don't you ever feel the need to confide in someone?
Confide what? Mother, what are you trying to find out?
I'm not trying to find out anything.
Well, if there's something you'd want, if you just say so, I could...
No. There isn't nothing at all. I'll see you later.
Around here seem kind of funny to you?
His mother's been in here asking all sorts of strange questions. I haven't done anything, have you?
That I know of. It was the same with Dad. I thought I'd never get rid of him.
He's acting sort of lonely, as if she wanted someone to talk to.
Yeah, Dad too. I felt kind of sorry for him. Why do they want to talk to us? Why can't they talk to each other?
Well, I don't know, Jeff, but... Well, I suppose if they want us to talk to them, it won't hurt us for one evening.
Sure, what the heck? Let's go down and be nice to them. After all, they don't get much fun out of life.
Let's go.
I don't know. It's not as if I didn't try, but... Well, he just sort of clammed up. You'd have thought I was a policeman or something.
No, it was the same way with Mary.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
How's what going?
Everything.
Well, all right, I guess.
Well, what are you doing? Can we join you?
Well, certainly. We'd love to have you.
Oh, come on, Mom.
Well, I was
Well, what have you been up to all day, Mother?
I've been up to?
That was an awfully good dinner we had tonight, Mom, wasn't it, Mary?
Oh, yes, it was very good, Mother.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, yes, it was very good.
Thank you.
I was telling...
You didn't say,
Jeff? No, go ahead, Mom. I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I was just going to suggest that maybe... We'd all like to play a family game or something.
A game? Oh, yeah, sure.
Mary?
Yes, Mother, that would be fine.
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 No, fine.
Well, what would you like to play?
Poker?
This is a family game. How about a nice, rousing game of hearts,
Hearts?
Well, hearts is lots of fun, don't you remember? We used to play it all the time.
But that was a long time ago when we were just kids.
Poker, that's a good game.
Mother, I forget exactly how hearts goes.
Oh, well, it's a little like bridge. You know, you take tricks. I mean, you try not to take tricks.
Oh, I know. And the queen of spades, you try to get rid of her.
Oh, yes, and if you get the queen of spades, it counts 13 points against you.
Okay, I remember. Let's go.
All right, you get the chain. Mary the card.
Here. Well, go ahead, Jeff. You only have the one card left.
Phooey.
Ah, Jeff's high so far, Mary.
A present for you, brother dear.
Oh, the Queen of Spades.
What a dirty gyp. She does that all the time.
That's the idea.
silly to get rid of it.
Well, it doesn't always have to be me. That's the third time in a row she's got it in for me.
Jeff, I don't have it in for you. That's just the way it worked out.
Well, I notice you never get it, or Dad or Mom, just me.
Come on, Jeff, be a good sport.
How come the loser always has to be a good sport?
Jeff, if you can't hold your temper, you better not play.
Well, I certainly don't want to play with that thing.
Well, that goes double for me.
Mary and Jeff, if you can't be civil to each other and act your age, go on upstairs. Go on.
Okay, excuse me. Fine.
Me too.
Always give me that queen of spades.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you never mean to.
One big happy family.
I think you might have done something besides just sit there.
Now, wait a minute, darling. Let's remind ourselves of the purpose of this little get-together. It wasn't to play cards. It wasn't one of us wanted to play this darn game.
Alex, if you're going to be sarcastic,
I'm not being sarcastic. I'd just like to point out that we were doing fine here till Dr. What's-His-Name came along with his 2 cents worth of family philosophy, and you fell for it. That's when the fun started.
Gee, listen to him. What's it all about?
I don't know.
Gee, I mean, just because you and I had a little argument.
Well, we do that all the time.
Well, sure, it's nothing to get excited about.
Mary was in her room.
Oh, quick,
Jeff,
here
they come. Jeff was in his room. All minding her own business, all perfectly satisfied. But no, that wasn't good enough.
That's not true. They were upstairs, and then they came down to us, obviously seeking attention.
Well, they got it all right. They got sent for that.
You're still at it. Gosh.
You know who started this, Jeff? We did.
But why can't they forget it like we do? You don't think they'll... No, they wouldn't do that.
No, I guess the only thing left to do is go to bed. Good night, Jeff.
Night, Mary. Boy, it's 9:30 and they're still asleep.
Well, it is Sunday, Jeff.
But they never do this. You don't suppose they stayed up all night arguing, do you?
I don't know.
You know, I've been thinking... Maybe we should tell them it was all our fault. They like it when you apologize, even if you didn't do it. Hello? Yeah, just a sec. It's Babs. What does she have to call now for?
Jeff? Babs? I don't think I'd better. Mother and Daddy are still asleep. Oh, well, that's not the reason. Well, you see, Babs, Mother and Daddy had a little argument last night, and it was partly my fault, so I think I better stick around for a little while. You know, pour oil on troubled waters, if you know what I mean.
I know only too well. Who should know better than I do? Oh, will somebody please tell me why parents have to act this way? Always at each other's throats.
Babs, will you please terminate this conversation and come to breakfast?
I have to go down to breakfast now. I'll call you back, but keep me posted.
Bye. I thought I made it clear to you that you were not to discuss our personal affairs with every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
That was Mary.
I don't care who it was.
Well, we weren't discussing what you think. It's her parents. They're having trouble.
Well, what kind of trouble?
Big argument last night. Nobody speaking to anybody else. Mother won't come down to breakfast, and neither will her father.
Oh, that's impossible.
Here they come. Quick, act as if nothing happened. Morning, Mom.
Morning, Jeff. Did you have breakfast?
Yeah, we didn't want to disturb you, so we got our own.
Yes, we didn't want to disturb you, so we got our own.
Morning, honey.
Morning, Mother.
What did you... Hi, Dad.
Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Daddy.
Morning, honey.
What do you think?
I couldn't tell a thing.
Well, let's just make sure we don't stir them up.
Sugar?
Thanks.
Cream?
Thank you very much.
Jeff, maybe we better leave them alone. Somebody's got to break the ice. Hi!
You have the sports section there, Jeff?
Yeah. Here you are, Dad, the sports section. Mom, do you want the funnies?
I don't think I feel like reading just now. Thanks.
Mother and Daddy, I want to apologize to you.
What for?
Well, for the way I behaved last night.
Me too.
I'm sorry I spoiled the game for you.
You spoiled it? I'm afraid we were all pretty foolish.
Well, I was the foolishest.
No, you weren't. I was.
Let's not fight over it. It's a dubious distinction.
Dad's right. Dad's always right.
Well, so's Mother.
Her too. What do you say we start another game? No crabbing this time. How about it, Dad?
I think it's a little early in the day for that.
Oh, come on. We can do...
Jeff, Daddy doesn't want to play.
Oh, I'll get it. No, you won't. I want to.
I guess I was pretty silly last night.
Takes two, darling.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Kepler.
Hi.
Myra. Is your mother in?
Yeah, she's in the kitchen.
Won't you come in?
Mom! I bet she came over here to talk about her and Jack. I better take her upstairs, huh?
Yeah, you better do. Yeah.
Myra, I've been wanting to call, but I... Sit down. Myra, we've been friends for quite some time now, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Donna. That's why I came over.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you did. I feel... Well, I feel friends, if they're really friends, well, they ought to be able to unburden themselves to each other. Don't you think?
Oh, Donna, go ahead and tell me. You can spill it, darling. I know all about it anyway.
Know about what?
Oh, Donna.
Donna!
Excuse me, Myra.
Oh, pay no attention to him.
Donna, darling.
Donna, darling.
Yes, Alex?
Tell Myra Jack's here.
Jack? Why? Hello, darling.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
Did you miss me?
You know it. Babs told me you were here.
I can't believe it. I thought you'd be gone a whole week.
Oh, no, I cleaned the whole thing up yesterday and took the plane out last night.
Mm, how wonderful.
Oh, sorry. Forgot to shave.
Now, who cares?
What are you laughing about?
It's hard to explain.
Yeah, see, we thought that...
we were under the impression that you... Well, Babs told Mary that...
We thought you two were splitting up.
Babs told me you were splitting up.
Well, it's Babs that'll be splitting up when we get home. Now, Jack, go easy on her. After all, she brought us much closer together again.
Yes, certainly.
She did. I'll explain that to you later.
Well, come on, let's all have a cup of coffee, huh?
Yes,
that's
let's.
A splendid idea. I think we can all use it.
I hope somebody explains the thing. I don't know what the kid has been doing that night.
And you can tell Dr. What's-His-Name I said so.
Well, honey, I still think
you can't expect a family to keep in lockstep all the time. After all, what is a family? It's a... group of individuals, each with his own characteristics, his own interests.
Dad.
His own... Yes, Jeff, what is it?
How about a little game of hearts?
Jeff, can't you see we're trying to talk?
But you said
later... Go do your homework.
I did it.
Will you get out of here?
Sure.
Now, you were saying...
Well, you can't expect a family to be a bunch of carbon copies. They're bound to disagree sometimes.
Jeff, what is it?
Relax. Everything's back to normal.
How do you know?
They just kicked me out of the kitchen. Here, pick a card.
Oh, Jeff, I don't want to play cards.
Would you please pick a card? This is the most stupendous trick you ever saw.
I couldn't care less.
I don't care whether you... Don't you care?